Right now, we are very happy to be joined by filmmaker Cutter Hodierny, and he's here to talk about his new movie called Cold Wallet, which he directed. Cutter, did I butcher your last name?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's Hodierny, but you'll get it. You'll get it.
I was close. Okay. Cutter Hodierny. First of all, I'm a Bay Area guy. I hear you are too. Where are you from?
Well, I was born in San Francisco, and my parents bought a sailboat that they had in Alameda, and we sailed it across the South Pacific Ocean when I was just a little baby. So technically, I'm from the Bay Area, but I grew up in D.C. and lived in L.A. for a long time. So it's been a long time for me, but lots of family still in that area.
How many of your aunts, uncles, grandparents told your parents that they were nuts and don't take a baby on a boat, and they said screw it and they did it anyway?
Basically everyone. There's pretty much no one else that no one who was not many supporters of that idea. And even now when I like have a friend who's got a 9-month-old baby, I'm like, oh, that was my parents like probably needed like intervention.
Very good. All right. Now, when I look at the movie poster, seeing South by Southwest, I mean, how cool was it to get into that? I mean, that's they only take the really good films.
It was great. It was a cool place for us to premiere too, because it was it's got kind of like the crossroads of like the tech industry and other, you know, comedy festivals and things like that are going on. So it's like so much more than a film festival. It's kind of like a culture festival of America. So in that sense, like our movie, I think fit really nicely into that, because it was sort of our movie's kind of a cross section of it's not just for film people. It's like, you know, tech bros and crypto degens love it as well.
Very good. And I also see that it says Steven Soderbergh presents. What was his involvement?
So Steven came on the film when we received an award from this group called Decentralized Pictures. Decentralized Pictures is like a crypto financing and distribution platform that's very new. Like the Coppola family is behind it, like Roman Coppola and Soderbergh is involved. Kevin Smith is involved. There's kind of like this cool crew of the American Zoetrope and kind of like real indie cinema who's gotten into crypto as a way to sort of democratize what movies get made and what movies get seen and whatever. So we were fortunately a winner of that. And so Soderbergh then, you know, gave us some money to finish the film, and then he also sort of gave us some feedback and gave us some mentorship, and he's like an idol of mine. Like I literally stood in line when I was 20 years old to meet him, and then he left, and so I never got to meet him. But fast forward, and I got to put his name all over our movie. So he's a super super inspiration, not just because he's like the king of the heist movie genre, but he's also like just a radically independent filmmaker, even still at his stage. So he's true inspiration of mine.
Very cool. And I was just thinking, knowing your parents' affinity for sailing, where the name Cutter comes from, but do you also have an affinity for the movie Breaking Away? I'm glad you got that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's funny because I've asked my parents, because I was born, I think, not too long after the film. So like they deny it, but
deny it. So Cold Wallet, of course, that is something that is attached to the cryptocurrency world, and then it's kind of a double entendre because this movie is set in a freezing, snowy scene as well. Let's talk about the plot. You have some people who have been screwed in their investment, and they want revenge on the CEO, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
So a home invasion gone awry?
Yeah, that's what you could say. Like, it's a home invasion movie. It's got a sort of like dark humor to it. A guy that I met at a film festival called it a snowy thriller, which I didn't actually even know was like a subgenre, but perfect place to sort of name a movie Cold Wallet and make a snowy thriller around it. But you know, for folks who don't know, like a cold wallet or a cold storage device is like a considered to be like a more secure way to manage and store your crypto. The problem is if you lose it, it can be a challenge to get into it. But in fact, there's actually a cameo in the movie from a real guy who helps you when you get locked out. And so the characters in the film, like they end up calling him. But that's sort of like the origin of it. It's both a crypto term and kind of like an appropriate name for a snowy thriller.
I'm a big fan of Silicon Valley, and I saw you see you have Josh Brenner, of course, who played Big Head Baggetti. And what's funny about him, and I'm sure you know this, is that he plays the perfect nerd. And in real life, he did go to Harvard. I mean, it's just like when I think of a crypto movie, he seems like a perfect casting addition.
He was like he made that character 10 times, more interesting than what we probably set out to do. Like he, first of all, Josh Brenner playing a villain is like a unique new thing, and not something that he's typically cast to do. And he loved that, and then I loved that too, because he really in real life he is brilliant. Like he's a very smart, sophisticated, thoughtful guy, and he had so many great instincts in terms of like how to kind of like manipulate and kind of be condescending to these kind of dummies who had broken into his house. And he played that very naturally. But he's a very sweet, caring guy. So like to have him sort of flip a switch and play a villain, it's one of the things I'm the most proud of in the film, is like that he kind of had that opportunity and that he just knocked it out of the park. And he's for fans of Silicon Valley, this is a cool role to see him evolve into.
I know you picked Raul Castillo as your main protagonist, who, I mean, he's almost 50. He looks like he's 30. He still has that super young look. And it's kind of fitting because he was in Cold Weather, so he should be in Cold Wallet, right?
Yeah, I think I want to say that Cold Weather played at South by Southwest. Like I think that like, and that was the only other time he'd been there. So it was like he went to South by. It's Cold Weather or it's Cold Wallet, no matter what. But yeah, Raul is the man, and he's a he is a. Just a brilliant like performer, and like brings this like real intensity to the role. But behind the scenes, he's a really sweet and like great guy to be around. And I hope to work with him more in the future, because he was a total pleasure to work with.
His next movie will be Cold-Blooded, maybe something like
Yeah.
that. Last question for you. I always love talking to directors about the Scorsese quote of movies aren't finished, they're abandoned. And you think about, and I'm sure you've seen the movie 50 times by now, but you think about what you left on the cutting room floor, and then maybe something you left in that you regret or something. At a certain point, do you just kind of like just wash your hands and say, look, this is it. I love it. Let's do it.
Yeah, most of the time when I'm working, there's a lot more of that. This was a movie that probably like the cutting room floor is not as riddled with bodies as it like can. There are scenes that didn't make the film, but it's all got to do with the pace. Like everything for me on this movie was like, how do I make something that's really pacey, that really moves? It's a home invasion movie that takes place like over the course of one night. Basically, this is it needed to move. So, all of our choices kind of came around, probably around pace. But, I would say more, or I would say less than like what ended up on the cutting room floor or what made it in that like shouldn't have made it in. It's more like we evolve on our feet a lot. Like John Hybe, who wrote the script, like he was a producer on the film, so he's there every day. And if we had a new idea for something, we would like run up into the attic and kind of like brainstorm, and he'd go crank out a new couple of pages, and we would shoot that. So like there's always like an evolution. So I think we were pretty thoughtful along the way, because our schedule was very tight. Like these actors are busy and do a lot of other films, so we had them for a really limited time, and so we had to be kind of pre-editing as we were going. Like I also up in that attic, I had an edit system, and I was constantly kind of like making sure that we had what we needed. So in that sense, I would say it was more about like the evolution as we're shooting, like what we're doing with the script on our feet, being nimble, and just making sure that like if we had funny ideas, like we would put them in. Like particularly Tony and Josh, Tony Cavallaro, who's on Righteous Gemstones, is like a comedic genius. Josh is hilarious. There was a lot of like opportunity for comedic improv that we totally worked in. So I would say it's more like that, like sifting through. Your job as a director is kind of to like use all the good ideas and none of the bad ones. So like you're if someone has an idea, like there's always you've got to have your antenna up to like make sure that you're listening, because there's a reason you don't make movies alone, so listening to the smart, funny people around you with great instincts is like the whole fun of making movies for me.
Great stuff. Everyone, check out Cold Wallet. It is releasing from our friends from Wellgo USA next Friday, the 28th. We've been speaking to the director of The Pride of Alameda, Cutter Hodierne. Cutter, congratulations on the film. Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.